You are tuned to The Record from KUOW Seattle. I'm Steve Scherer.
I'm Marcy Silman. It's a great time to be a Northwest dairy farmer. Milk and beef prices are at record highs worldwide. And Texas and California, the traditional cattle stomping grounds, are suffering severe droughts. That means those herds are headed our way. It's kind of like a Northwest cattle rush, according to correspondent Anna King. You maybe heard Anna's story about dairy farmers and dairy breeders last week, and here is a fact that did not make it into that story. Anna herself grew up in Washington dairy country, so she has an insider eye for this story. We invited her today in to talk to us a little bit more about changes for Washington dairy farmers. Hi, Anna.
Hi there.
It's great to talk to you. You grew up in dairy country. What was that like?
Well, I grew up near, in Pierce County, and there I had four close friends, Mikey, Frankie, Rachel, and Angie Dutre. And we grew up, on the rainy side of Washington, and nothing beats the sound of my home, that soft rain on a corrugated metal barn roof.
Well, let's listen to that. We have some.
My brother and I would run around the farm with these four kids, and we just owned the place. And nothing is more exciting than a dairy farm when you're about 8 or 9. And we would jump in beet pulp pellets, huge piles of this kind of grain stuff. And then we would jump around in this fluffy cottonseed. Right before dinner, the Dutre's mom would give us a big plastic milk jug, and we'd take that pitcher over to the milk parlor, and her father would skim off the top of that big milk container and give us this big bucket of milk to carry back to the kitchen. We would pour this into about 25-ounce pours for everyone at the table, and by the time you got done with the milk, you couldn't hardly get down your dinner. But it was a great way to grow up.
A lot of calcium in your bones, Anna. Obviously, you're a reporter now, a journalist. What happened to your friend Angie?
Well, she went to college and then to culinary school, and she worked in a medical office for a time. But when she had children, she really realized that she wanted to go back to the farm. And her family's farm is a classic example of what happened in Washington. Basically, so many farms just couldn't make it on the west side of Washington, where it's wet, land prices were going up, there was pressure from development. And so a lot of those farms about 8 to 10 years ago folded in western Washington and came over east of the mountains here. And their particular family farm settled near Quincy, Washington. And, they've had some rough years. They've had some really tight years and just barely making it. And then now these higher milk prices and beef prices are helping them heal up. Her dad, Mike, and her brother, Mikey, are still running the farm. They, have a feedlot as well as a dairy there. And she said, times are pretty good right now. It's getting a little easier.
So the story that you reported on about the cattle rush in Washington, what does that mean specifically for farmers like your friend's family?
It's just really great to see farm families in rural eastern Washington and other parts of the Northwest really just not struggling as much as they were. There were times that I visited farms where you could tell they just didn't have a lot of money. They were feeding their cows mixtures of things to try and get by or spread out the hay or not feed as much grain because those were so expensive and prices for milk were so low. Now, dairies are pretty flush with the best kind of feed, alfalfa, corn, whatever they want to feed their cows. And, they're trying to stuff some savings back in the farm. My friend Angie says her dad and brother and her family are trying to get more things taken care of on the farm that they might have shucked aside for a little while so that when prices are hard again, that they'll have more of that buffer to make it again. And, she said that a lot of our friends that were in the dairy industry, they just aren't there anymore. And here's my childhood friend, Angie Dutre Ream.
It's more than half than what it used to be that are gone. Just because people retired or, money issue, they just can't make it work. There's a lot of reasons, but it's more than half of what it used to be. People just aren't doing it, It's a lot. It's hard work, and it's a lot of work. And if you're not making money, people struggle. nobody wants to struggle in their life.
Anna, when you were reporting on Northwest Dairy's visiting places for the story that we heard last week, what surprised you the most?
Well, you know, it's just what really surprised me the most is the sound that we're going to play now is just these cows headed up to a fenced alleyway to the milk parlor. The cows want to be milked. They're eager to go because their udders are uncomfortable when they get full of milk and really heavy. Each cow can hold, you know, dozens of gallons of milk in her udder, so it gets kind of uncomfortable. Mm. And dairy farming, I just found out that it's so mechanized now. You know, these margins are slim. People have to use every advantage that they can to make it profitable. And there's a lot of computing and number crunching involved. It's not like a Disney video where cows frolic around with bells on their necks. You know, they really are high tech about this. And they have to break down how much milk each cow can churn out each day. And just a few cents on the milk price can make a huge difference. I went out with this artificial insemination technician from my story named Dean Hibbs. And he was doing farm calls for the day, and he travels hundreds of miles, playing the date doctor of sorts for cows. He matches up bulls with the appropriate cows to make the best calves. And it's just one part of this one tiny part of this huge dairy operation, but it's all done with high-tech computer programs, handheld devices. It's online dating for cows.
So what's your takeaway from all of this?
Well, when I was reporting this, I just thought to myself of Angie and her family and of how hard our farmers are working to bring us our milk, our yogurt, our cheese every single day. You know, most of our cattle that bring us our milk every day work so hard and they live pretty short lives. Each cow might only have two calves in her lifetime before she's headed for Pattyville. And, you know, I just felt like each of these farmers that I visited and my friend's family, the Detray family, they really respect their animals. That's their livelihood. They doctor them. They treat them well. They put them in the hospital if they're sick. But it's hard, hard work. And as we become more urban, a lot of our children just aren't figuring out where their food comes from anymore until they, you know, discover that as an adult that they want organic chicken or something. And so if you have a child and you're able to tend a garden in your backyard, if you can send them to horse camp, if you can make them clean out an animal stall or just visit a vegetable farm once a year, I think that goes a long way into giving us a connection back to the land, to understand farming holistically and not just believe the hyper movies that are out now about industrial farming. A lot of the farms in the Northwest are small family farms like my friend Angie Detray.
Anna King covers nuclear waste cleanup, busted dams, and agriculture for the Northwest News Network. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thanks for having me on.
It's The Record from KUOW.